Hello and welcome to this episode of Tavern Talk. I recently got the opportunity to introduce 11 people to Dungeons & Dragons at the same time. Not the biggest group I've ever run for, but 10 of them were 11-year-old kids. So it was an interesting game. But they were passionate and enthusiastic, and we wound up having a really great time where I ran them through a small 5-room dungeon where the first thing that they did was split the party into 3 separate groups going into 3 different hallways. And despite being a large group that was really energetic, they all kept up with it. They were all engaged. And they all were talking amongst themselves and making plans. And even the kids that you could see were just what's the right word for those kinds of players that are just along for the ride. Even they were getting engaged by their small group. And then the more outgoing players were taking the lead. That wasn't the hard part, though. The hardest part of all of that wasn't picking a class, wasn't explaining how spells worked, or how attacks worked, or how any of their character abilities worked. Which, by the way, the entire class played either a rogue or a wizard. Nobody wanted to play a fighter or a cleric. I digress. The hardest part of it all was getting them all to roll 4d6s, drop the lowest, and add them together 6 times. Once that was explained to them, they were like, look at all these numbers. Then I put a chart up on the board that was explaining that 12 that you've got is actually a plus 1, and that 13 that you got is also a plus 1, and that 16 you got is a plus 3, and the number of times that I had to explain this both to all of them, even the adults playing, eventually I just had to tell them to go with it. There isn't a real good reasoning, and it's just a holdover from the 70s. And that got me thinking, why do we still use derivative scores? Why? I think it's, and I've seen it with new players, it's one of the most daunting parts of character creation. People understand how the idea of spells or hitting things with a sword, but trying to explain why we use derivative scores without breaking down the math of if you roll this many d6s, you get a bell curve where the average will be in the middle, which is why we typically do 4d6, drop the lowest. But it just got me thinking. It's a weird thing to try and introduce people to, on top of all the other shenanigans that you've got to keep up with. I think that there's an easier way to do it. And it's scalable depending on what you are looking for in a game. Instead of rolling 4d6s, drop the lowest. I'll use a d6 as an example. You roll that d6, and instead you take half, rounded down, should be 3, that's a 0. A 2 is a negative 1, 1 is a negative 2. But going back up from 3, 4 is a plus 1, 5 is a plus 2, 6 is a plus 3. This will give you a decent spread without giving anybody any cripplingly bad stats. Because -3 and -4 is really difficult to play no matter where you put it. I've had players do it. And they've done a fantastic job role-playing it, but it wasn't their cup of tea. And I can see why. I'm in the camp that having a bad stat isn't a bad thing. It can sometimes make you put you in a situation where you've got to turn to your party and go, I can't do this. I am terrible for this particular job. Does anybody else have a better skill set for this? So it can improve roleplay when a character has a deficit. Maybe talk to the party members so that you don't all have the same deficit, though. Again, I digress. If you wanted to increase the power level potential, you could go from that D6 up to a D8, making 4, 0. So 5 plus 1, 6 plus 2, 7 plus 3, 8 plus 4, then working your way down. 3 is minus 1, 2 minus 2, and 1 is minus 3. If you're concerned about people rolling terribly too many times, and that is a possibility, you could roll 7 times instead of 6 and drop the lowest score, or drop any desired score. I would also recommend that you pair this with Serpentine Socialism. If you haven't heard of the system, look it up, or catch our next podcast where I explain my favorite way to distribute stats. Thanks for listening to this rambling about how derivative scores are just a terrible idea. What are some of your thoughts on how we can move past that as a system? What do you do at your games? Let us know. Thanks for listening to this episode of Gin and Tonic. Have a good night, folks.